Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we try to find different ways or, well, perhaps new mechanisms that you can try to incorporate to your daily life to help you to live well. Different activities or perhaps wellness or mindful activities that might help you in some little way. Today, we're chatting about roller derby because the World Cup approaches this Thursday and Team Ireland are in full preparation with the hard work and athletic excellence put to one side. The sport hasn't lost its fun factor. And with me in studio today, Elaine Snowden and Melissa Helsband are both here to chat about it. Elaine, you might just explain, what is roller derby, first of all?
Roller derby is a full contact sport played on roller skates. It's on a flat track. If you ever saw Whip It back in sort of 2009, yeah. It's vaguely like that, but it's not as violent.
So it's roller skates as opposed to roller blades?
Yeah.
So it's the four...
Yeah, like
that
the kind of like the old disco skates. Or that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say it's full contact,
it's full contact, like to a point. Like most sports, there are rules around. You know, you can't hit above the head, and you can't hit someone in the back, and you can't trip or punch or that sort of thing. But for the most part, it's kind of it's full contact. You're blocking people to try and stop them doing what they want to do, and to try and help your teammates.
But are you playing? Like, is it like a football? Is it a game? Is it dance? What are you?
No. It's a game. It's got two teams of 15 and you each send out five skaters each. And one of those is a point scorer and whistle goes and your team has to try and prevent the other point scorer getting through, but also help their point scorer get through. So it's sort of offense, defense at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
Point scorers get out the front. Skate around because the track is like an oval, flat oval. Skate around, and then when you come back around, for every opposing blocker you pass, you get a point. And it's basically most points wins.
Yeah, so something a little similar to like rounders or something that you might have played to a certain extent.
A bit, yeah. There's no ball though.
Yeah, okay. Well, beyond that, how long roughly is a game or a match?
A game would be two halves of 30 minutes each.
Okay. Well, so it's pretty long.
Yeah. And it's because it's an American sport. So it's kind of stop start. You go out for little 2 minute periods. They're called jams. So you send five skaters out, do that 2 minutes, and then another five go out after that.
How did you get into this, Melissa?
Oh, that's a funny story. I was not a sports person at all, but I found it existed online. I basically Googled it and I checked if there was such an activity here in Dublin. And I wanted to see, watch a game or something like that. But, well, when I wrote them this email, they just told me to join. So
very simple.
Here I am.
Yeah, here you. What about you, Elaine?
A friend of mine was learning to skate with Dublin Roller Derby, who are based here in Inchicore and in just out in Dublin 12 or Dublin 8. And I went along to see her play. And I was absolutely hooked. And that's about 12, 13 years ago. So,
but were you always a keen, you know, enthusiast? Did you enjoy rollerblading, roller skates as a child? Or
Only occasionally. I didn't know how to skate when I joined roller derby. There is a course called Learn to Skate that we run. So this is how I learned to skate. I was 29 when I did. And I could say I'm a pretty good skater now. So yeah, it's a good course. Yeah.
How did you get into it, Lynn?
I rollerbladed in the 90s, like a lot of us.
Well, like I remember there was a lot of birthday presents or Christmas mornings where roller skates came to houses in the 90s. I didn't think though, but there was a massive resurgence around COVID.
There was
quite a few people and some people on Instagram had gone back and bought rollerblades or roller skates and, you know, were out kind of messing around in them. But I didn't realise it had actually gone to this level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, roller derby was bigger before the pandemic in Ireland. But a lot of people, because obviously it's an indoor full contact sport, we couldn't train for a very, very long time. Because we had to obviously stay safe. So a lot of people started going ramp skating to all the various parks around Dublin or around Ireland. And a lot of different groups have sort of sprung up out of that. So that's really cool to see.
But you obviously need to be a fairly decent skater to take part in this.
To take part, eventually, it's probably good that you can skate.
I mean, you're not much used to the deem if you can't, are you?
No, but you can start having never skated before. Like, I mean,
you can learn. Yeah,
you can totally learn. You can totally learn. We have the Learn to Skate program. Then you move into sort of an intro to roller derby where we bring you through basic contact stuff. And then you kind of progress into like a rookie stage and you do. It's all very, very step by step. And it's great. It introduces people really, really nicely and slowly to it.
Do you wear any, you know, padded protections? Is there a helmet involved?
Yeah, yeah, we do. Wear helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, mouth guard, wrist guards. We do wear protective equipment. Yeah.
And how, you know, do you get many injuries or?
I mean, we do, but I wouldn't say more than other contact sports. We are all skating in the same direction. So there isn't this like, you know, going against each other factor that you may find in other sports. But when we do, like people do, in my experience, people are annoyed at injuries, not because they hurt, but because they delay their ability to continue skating.
Yeah, the recovery is probably fairly frustrating. So typically, how many people, Elaine, are in the club?
Oh, I think we're pushing it. If we're talking Dublin, I think we're in the 70s or 80s at this stage.
Right.
But Team Ireland, who we're heading off the minute, there are 20 skaters heading over and we have 4 support staff, I believe. Yeah, so we have like coaches and manager. And
so this is the World Cup that's on this Thursday. Where is that taking place?
It's starting in Innsbruck in Austria in the Olympic World venue.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you make Team Ireland? How difficult is it to make the roller derby Team Ireland?
Well, we had tryouts last May, or not just their May.
Yeah, yeah.
Previous year. And basically people from all across Ireland try out. People with Irish heritage or people who have like born and raised in Ireland but might live somewhere else flew over and stuff, and everybody just tries out, and I think either 25 or 26 skaters were selected, and we've been training for the last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how confident, how do you feel heading into the World Cup, Melissa?
I think we are sending a very strong team, a very solid squad, and we've trained together. So I really like the team we've formed. Obviously, there are very strong teams at the World Cup as well. So it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. How do you sort of predict your chances or what's a good result for Team Ireland?
A good result for us probably is staying within the top 20. So closing in on the top 10, but trying to remain. I think we're currently sitting around 18 in the world.
Okay.
But we would like to improve upon that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I presume it's you have different qualification or qualifying stages, do you, throughout the
It's instant
knockout. Good luck. If that.
The way they've set it up, because there are 48 teams taking place, and everybody, they want to guarantee everybody a good few games.
Mm.
All of the teams are getting a game on the first 3 days of the World Cup. It's over 4 days, and basically how it works out, you'll have the sort of bronze medal game on the Sunday and then the gold medal game after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening today that is maybe thinking, you know, I would love to get back into roller skating, or perhaps maybe there's somebody in the house if they've young children that are keen or interested, can young kids go to, to join as well, to take part, or is it, what's the age profile?
No, currently we don't have a junior league. We would if we hear about interest. But for now, it is only over 18s and I think over 16s if they have parental authorization. But yet they can find anything about the Irish team in teamirelandrollerderby.com. And if people live in Dublin and would like to join and would like to learn, they can find us, in our case, because we're from Dublin, DublinRollerDerby.com.
Brilliant. Okay. And do you have other roller derby clubs across the country beyond Dublin?
Yeah, we do. There's a Belfast League. Some of our Team Ireland teammates are on Belfast. And then we have, there's a team in Munster. So they'd be predominantly Cork, Limerick based skaters. And then there's Southland Sirens and they would be Waterford based.
Okay. And is it mixed or is it an all female team?
It's, how would you describe it?
So the sport is female dominated. Most teams are, belong to the women's.
Yeah, but men can participate as well.
Yes, some leagues can participate. And also it is a very open sport in terms of trans inclusion. So trans women and gender neutral individuals are also most welcome in all our women's league.
Okay, so if anybody listening today wants to join rollerderby.com, is that right?
DublinRollerDerby.com
yeah.
or Team Ireland Roller Derby for the
get the information there. Good stuff. Yeah. Listen, best of luck on Thursday. Yeah, thanks to you both and to everybody else involved with Team Ireland at the Roller Derby World Cup Championships. That's Elaine Snowden and Melissa Helsband. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.